gear up for spring and summer with the region's largest trade show. Enjoy the outdoors again with RVs, boats, ATVs, hot tubs, marine gear, and other unique products and services at the Spring Sport and Leisure Show, March the 24th to 26th at the Lloydminster Exhibition Grounds. Plus home renos, decorating, gardening, and landscaping. And bring the kids for the live reptile show. Admission is just $10. Kids 12 and under get in free. The Spring Sport and Leisure Show, March the 24th to the 26th. Visit LloydEX.com for more information.
Next! Buck, what are you doing?
Giveaway gas for a year!
Buck, that's only for customers that buy new Nissans.
Right now at the new Lloydminster Nissan, get free gas for one full year with the purchase of a new Nissan from the new Lloydminster Nissan. The new Lloydminster Nissan. We won't sell you a car, we'll help you buy one.
Every snowflake is different. The same is true when it comes to winter tires. Here at the new Lloydminster Nissan, we have tires that are better on snow and ice, while some have better traction in heavy snow and some last longer. Not one tire does it all. But here at the new Lloydminster Nissan, we find you the tires that best work for you and your winter driving. And even better than that, you'll love the price with all our tires at cost. Safety and savings here at the new Lloydminster Nissan with our winter tire sale. Go online at NissanLloydminster.com. Book in your winter tire install now. At the new Lloydminster Nissan, we won't sell you a car or tires. We'll help you buy one.
This is Lloydminster Show. This is local that matters to you. Local people. Local events. Local news and sports. For Lloydminster and area, this is Live with Kurt Price from the new Lloydminster Nissan.
Hey, welcome inside the new Lloydminster Nissan, where free gas for one full year has been extended. Great to have you with us today. And if you would like to join us today here at the new Lloydminster Nissan, if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, we have a great selection of both. And when you purchase a new vehicle here at the new Lloydminster Nissan, you get free gas for one full year. Check us out. We are easy to find and very friendly, and would love to see you down here at the new Lloydminster Nissan. And if you wait about half an hour to 45 minutes, Buck, you'll be gone for lunch. And so you can get a great salesman to help you out here at the new Lloydminster Nissan. Begins. Greg Buchanan is going to join us here this morning, as well as Jen McRobert. We're going to talk about the Lloydminster Exhibition Spring and Leisure Show, formerly known as Showcase, which happens next week at the Lloydminster Exhibition Grounds. I think we're all a little shocked this morning when we woke up and heard the news about two Edmonton police servicemen killed last night in Edmonton. Just a devastating anytime anyone is killed when they're police officers. It just hits home so much more. But our condolences to the families of Travis Jordan and Brett Ryan. Travis Jordan, 8 years with the Edmonton Police Services. Brett Ryan, 5 years with Edmonton Police Services. And what those families must be going through right now, we just send our condolences and our love their way. Now, Lloydminster Police, Lloydminster RCMP, they're looking for additional victims of 45-year-old S.B. Habetler, a resident of Lashburn, Saskatchewan. Habetler was charged with an indecent act and mischief after police were called to the BioClean Aquatic Center on Monday, March the 13th. He was arrested on Monday. He was taken before a justice of the peace on Tuesday before being released, and then he quickly breached his conditions of his release when he was located outside a daycare on that Tuesday. He was back in court Wednesday. He has been released again and will appear in court on April the 4th. Obviously, you need to keep an eye open for S.B. Habetler. Lloydminster RCMP are asking any individuals to come forward who may have been a victim of Habetler by calling Lloydminster RCMP at 780-808-8400 or anonymously at 1-800-222-8477. That's 1-800-222-TIPS or online at p3tips.com. lloydminster.com. It's a very serious situation that we have here in Lloydminster and area. And I know a lot of people are outraged that he is back on the streets already. And I am one of those people who's definitely a little outraged that he's back on the streets. But, you know, we have to remind ourselves that in this country, you could shoot somebody and be back on the streets the next day. Well, Lloydminster Bobcats, let's get some good news now. Lloydminster Bobcats with a double overtime 5-4 win at the Civic Center last night to guarantee another home playoff game. Game 5 goes tomorrow, St. Paddy's Day in Bonnyville. And I know a lot of people from Lloydminster will be making the trek up there. I would love for it to be one of those things where not only the Bobcats win, but somebody from Lloyd wins the 50-50. That always pisses me off when somebody from outside of our community wins the 50-50 at our hockey games, but they've got a big one. They've got a guaranteed $5,000 50-50 tomorrow night in Bonnyville. Then the game 6 will be back at the Civic Center on Sunday night at 5 o'clock. And let's hope Bobcats have a chance to end the series on Sunday. North American Chuckwagon Championship Tarp Auction is next Thursday night, 6:30 at the Gold Horse Casino. I'll be your MC along with Heather Klegis. Wendy Phipps and the two past previous champions, Dustin and Logan Gorst, joined us on Tuesday. And last year's champ, Dustin Gorst, remember how close that race was, talked about how important the event is for the Chuckwagon and the Chuckwagon drivers, but also how important it is to the city of Lloydminster, plus how important Lloydminster is to him.
I just love the tradition of the sport and the Western heritage. And at the end of the day, I like the directions Lloyd's going. So that's the choice I made. You know, you get bogged down by rules in your life. And, you know, you see a show that's set up for the driver and we just go there. You know, Lloyd's always been a second home to me. We spend lots of time here with the in-laws being here. I love it here. We go a couple Bobcat games a year.
Playing for the Bobcats.
Yeah, I love this town. So there was a natural decision for me. It wasn't hard. And, you know, feel very comfortable here. So that's the why behind that decision.
A reminder, you can check out Tuesday's show on Facebook, on YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts, including via video on Spotify. Mountjoy Snow Resort is holding a cardboard sled derby on March 26th. Only cardboard, paint, and tape are allowed, and you must have a front, bottom, and two sides. To pre-register, you can text Tyler at 780-808-3212, and to check in is between 11 and 1 on the hill on the 26th. And that cardboard might get a little bit soggy. Hopefully, as things start to melt and we get into spring here, I got spring here in like 5 days or something like that. Another Chase the Ace draw at the Lloydminster Exhibition last night. No winner again, so the jackpot starts at like $105,000. 35 cards remaining in the deck. Get tickets or more information at lloydx.com. Tickets start at just $10 each, or 3 for $25, 8 for $50, or 20 for $100. The next draw, of course, Wednesday night, 7:30. Looking forward to this. The Play It Forward hockey game is back on April the 21st. Myself and Greg Buchanan will be broadcasting this game. It's a 12-hour hockey game that raises funds for Border City Connects. Last year, raising $63,000. This year, the goal is $65,000. It'll be played at the Service Sports Center this year and feature a beer gardens and lots of fun. And they are still, I believe, looking for a few players. So you can contact Aaron Buckingham and get signed up for that. Border City Rotary Club, PWM Steel present Irish Pub Night, the cabaret edition, tomorrow night for St. Patrick's Day. Garrett Gregory is going to be performing, and there's lots of fun stuff happening. I got a note here that you can get tickets at eventbrite.ca, and the event will feature the Irish version of the bird dance, which is called Row Row Your Boat, the Shamrock Shake game, relays, the game where you eat Lucky Charms and then have to whistle. There's stack cups, bunny hop, obstacle course, and a whole lot more. Eventbrite.ca for tomorrow night's St. Patty's Day event. Border City Farmers Market is on today from noon to 5 at the Service Sports Center, and that's a St. Patty's Day market that features green eggs and ham. Okay, maybe not green eggs, but it does feature eggs, of course. And then there's woodworking, there's books, there's Tupperware, there's Mary Kay, and a whole lot more, including, I know, Buck's favorite, baking.
Oh.
And the Spring Sport and Leisure Show is just around the corner. We will get all the details from Jen McRoberts and Greg Buchanan. Why is Greg here? Is he the chair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Craig's the chair of this event.
I missed a meeting and I got elected chair. That's usually how it happens in the Loinex.
We'll be right back to talk about the Spring Sport and Leisure Show at the Lloydminster Exhibition next weekend.
It would appear that the butler did it. But this isn't a whodunit film. It's a Nissan sales event. Now that's a killer deal. Good thing this Rogue has a VC turbo engine, unlike RAV4.
Now get a low $299 per month lease on Rogue.
Catch these offers while you can.
How can you help support the oil and gas industry and jobs in Western Canada? The answer is closer than you think. Sell your scrap metals to PWM Steel. PWM sells scrap iron to Evraz, located in Regina. Evraz's number one customer is the energy sector, building pipes and plates for the oil and gas industry. PWM Steel is your locally owned metal recycler and steel service center in the area. Plus, they're a strong supporter of the community. PWM Steel, your top steel supplier for Alberta and Saskatchewan for 40 years. It's more than just taxes at L&A CPA. Assurance, accounting, retirement planning, estate planning, business consulting, financial consulting, farm program support, and bookkeeping. But yes, there is always taxes. The team at L&A CPA is committed to helping you achieve your best results and will be there to assist you every step of the way. L&A CPA, with offices in Provost, Vermilion, and Lloydminster.
At Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering smokies, pulled pork, roast beef, and more. Made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
While it is good to look at how much has changed in banking since the first Saskatchewan Credit Union was formed in the 30s, it is just as important to look at what has stayed the same. We are with you through thick and thin,
rooted in tradition and honest values, and driven by innovation to help reach your financial goals.
This commitment to you has defined our entire story, which will never change. That's a promise. Stay tuned. It's only going to get better.
Just before we get to the local Spring Sport and Leisure Show, I want to introduce you to a local business, Jetstream Personnel Consulting. Jetstream Personnel Consulting is local. They're locally owned. They work with local companies. They help local people find employment. With over 15 years experience, Jetstream can and has filled positions in all industries, including oil field, agriculture, healthcare, trucking, administration, and anything in between. They'll design your posting, do job screening, even construct the offer letter when they help you find that perfect candidate. Takes a lot of time, takes a lot of energy to find employees, so let Jetstream help. Call Jetstream at 780-808-5736 and you get all the information at jetstreampersonnel.com. Jen McRobert, Greg Buchanan joining us from the Lloydminster Exhibition to talk about the Spring Sport and Leisure Show that happens next weekend. So thanks a lot for being here, Jen. And for those that don't know, Bucky sits at the desk next to me here.
At the walk, at like the new, 5 feet.
And he was still breathing heavily when he sat down. So imagine that, hey?
Can I just come over to Lloyd X?
Yeah, absolutely. Come hang out with us.
You say that now, but we said that. Look at us now. So let's talk about the Spring Sport and Leisure Show. This is the show formerly Showcase, right?
Correct.
Yes.
And it's been a while.
Yeah, it's... 2019 is the last time we had a trade show here, challenges with COVID. And more than anything, trade shows before COVID and now after COVID has completely changed. Some trade shows have disappeared. Others have changed up quite a bit, and including us. What you saw in Showcase, some of the exhibitors you saw in Showcase, you won't see here at this trade show. But then again, there's some vendors here at this trade show that you wouldn't have seen at Showcase. So, yeah, we kind of made an abrupt change to it.
Tell us more about those changes.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the vendors that we'll have that were at previous showcases are like Tupperware, Norwex, Sunset Gourmet, sauces and stuff. So all of those, majority of those people are returning. New vendors that you wouldn't have had at Showcase, you have Agland, Tingley's, Rectech Power Products, Lethal Motorsports, Freedom RV and Marine. We have all sorts of different things. So we'll have some boats, we'll have some motorcycles. Arctic Spas is another big one, so we'll have hot tubs. So we have half of the building is bulk space, half of the building is this small 10 by 10. So we've made it bigger, and it's just, it's going to be great.
Is that the reason for the name change too? Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's a little more spring kind of summer oriented.
Different brand to it, yeah. So it's, we're getting to that time of the year where, you know, knock on wood, we're not going to have another blizzard coming through again. And it's getting warmer, and people are starting to get itchy feet. We've been sitting around for how many months in the snow in the winter and the freezing temperatures, and before you know it, on Fridays and Saturdays, you're going to be heading to the lake, right? And not just the lake, but things that you do in your own backyard too. Stay vacation, maybe in your backyard or the hot tub. So that is where the branding name came in to change up from Showcase to where we are now.
Yeah, everything that you need to gear up for the spring or summer, the warm months, will all be at Spring Sport and Leisure Show.
Yeah, when I think about Showcase, I think about all the, in the past, and I don't know if you'll still have this, but home renovation. Like when home renovate, when spring comes, summer hits, fall even, that's renovation kind of season. Do you have a lot of that still featured?
Yep, we do have some construction companies coming in as well that will help with anybody who has questions about home renovations or cabin renovations, anything like that. Another change that we don't have that was at Showcase is that is not at Spring Sport is we don't have the DIY stage. So there's no speaking sessions or anything. So if you have questions, go directly to the booth that you had the questions for.
And we had that also for hunting back in the day too with Showcase. We don't have that this year. So we made a few changes, but we're looking forward to it. It's going to be it's a bit of a smaller show than people are used to in Showcase, but at the same time, we do have that family-oriented aspect too with the reptile show that does a tremendous job. So we're looking forward to that. Kids are of all ages really enjoy the reptiles.
Tell us more about that reptile show.
Yeah, so the reptile shows will be hosted on Saturday and Sunday, both days at 11 a.m., 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. And it is free to get in with your show admission. So there's no extra charge. We'll have snakes, lizards. I believe they're bringing tortoises. Like, we're going to have all sorts of cool animals for everyone to see.
And the interesting, like, these reptile exhibitors are coming here, the show itself next week, and they travel right across Canada, the U.S., and they have a rider, just like an entertainer, right? And their rider is they have to have a pool and a hot tub at the hotel they're staying at. And it's not for the humans. It's for, yeah, so it, just a warning for anybody that's staying in a hotel that, and if you see the reptile van outside, you may jump in your pool, go, oh, mom, there's a big tortoise in the pool, or there's a big lizard in the pool. But yeah, so they have to, you know, when they're done at the trade show, they have to go there and relax in a pool.
Yep.
It just happened to be a hotel pool.
Okay, do you know which hotel this is?
No, we'll leave it a secret and make it fun for everybody.
Make it fun for everybody to find out. So if you're scared, just stay at a hotel without a water slide, without a pool.
Yeah.
No, you'll be fine.
Yeah, our friends over at Border Inn and Suites are very accommodating, so they're very excited to have the reptile people
awesome.
Stay there. So.
Let's. You mentioned free with your admission. Mm-hmm. What is admission?
$10 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free.
And what are your hours? Like, I know, like, in the past, it's been a three-day show. Is it still a three-day show?
Still a three-day show. So Friday, it is open at 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. Saturday is open at 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. And Sunday is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Is it too late to get a booth if you want to enter an exhibit?
It is not too late. I do have a couple of spots, not very many, just a couple of spots left. So if you are still interested, get me that application as soon as possible. You can get it on our website at www.lloydex.com.
Interesting, like, is there a certain size? Like, you probably have a certain size now. You're not looking at bringing, if you want to bring boats in, you're probably having a hard time.
Yeah, just small 10 by 10 squares.
Okay, so smaller businesses.
Yes.
Okay, now, where is it? Like, you mentioned it's smaller this year, Buck.
Yeah.
But you guys have, like, a company that's bringing, like, 8 boats. So, I mean, how can it, like, is it the entire exhibition?
Yeah, so all of our vendors, the smaller vendors, like our 10 by 10s and then the bulk display, they're all in the Saskatchewan building. And then in the Culligan Water building is going to be Sellers RV because we are held in conjunction with them. So Sellers RV, just like they did with Showcase, will be filling the Culligan Water building with all of their RVs for everybody to see as well. So it is a smaller show, just as not all the buildings are the small 10 by 10 trade show. But, yeah. So it is a little more condensed, but Same time, I guess. Yeah.
So you guys had a little fire out at the Lloyd Minster Exhibition.
We did.
But talking to people who were supposed to use that, like the Border City Collector Show, they just had all kinds of praise for the Lloyd Minster Exhibition. I just wanted to pass that on, that they were like, wow.
The staff did a tremendous job.
Just incredible the way they helped us out. Yeah. And like you said, Buck, that could have been a lot worse. Is the stockade used for this?
No.
Oh,
no, but it's
so you got a little bit of time.
Yeah, well, actually, it's an open for business tomorrow for the Wellman's Curling Bond School Banquet. Right. It's there, and of course, a couple of buildings over is the Irish Pub Night by the Rotary Club. So the Lloyd Axe is, you know, before COVID, we were looking at over 400 event nights a year. We're slowly getting back to that, and not just slowly. Like in the last number of months, Jen can attest to that. Yeah. The bookings that keeps on coming through from private to businesses to shows and the collector show as well. Last weekend we have a Progress Steer and Heifer show here this weekend, sponsored by GMAX, so thank you to Greg for that. But yeah, it never stops. It never stops.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I find things are really being well attended.
Yes.
Like it's like people are going full out now, so this should be no different.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, I think people are ready. I hate to say get back to normal, because I always hated that term when we're going through all this, but people just want to get back to what we used to do.
Yeah.
And this is something that was a tradition in Lloydminster for as long as I can remember. That, and then the scary thing about the showcase at times is you didn't know what the weather you're going to get, so you didn't want to have too many people coming in from far and wide on the day of, because you could be hitting a snow blizzard, you know. But I think we're looking forward to it, and it's going to be great to have a whole bunch of people attending it. And the kids too, having fun with the reptiles. So, and I think this show, as much as we made the changes, and it's a little bit smaller this year, I think it's going to grow as we go along here.
Absolutely.
Well, nothing stays the same.
Yeah.
But one question I did have was about landscape, because that's another big one for spring and for fall. So, do you have any landscape companies?
Sure do. Yep, we have landscaping, some land care, fertilizer. There, we've got literally everything that you need for the spring and summer months.
Okay, awesome. Anything I'm forgetting to ask about that you guys have?
No, I think that's pretty well it. You know, it's for all families. It's a family of all ages, from the reptiles to the trade show. We do have an old, you know, little, actually, beer garden as well. Mm-hmm. So some refreshments, too.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yep.
That's new. Isn't that new?
I don't remember that being a part of Showcase. I don't think we had it at Showcase back in 2019. But, yeah, this is something new. So, and it's just not for the exhibitors. It's for the vendors, too. So, you know, a chance to relax and, you know, have a cold one.
So Jen, you mentioned that if you still want to get a booth, you still can. And at Lloyd X is where you find out more information.
Yep, just go to the events tab, then click on the Spring Sport and Leisure Show logo, and it'll take you right there, and it says application there. So just fill it out and get it to me as soon as possible.
I think it's going to be well attended. I really do think people are looking for, and like you mentioned, motorcycles, boats, landscaping,
RVs, you name it, we've got it.
Yeah. Spring's coming. Let's get to it.
Not much longer, hopefully.
Yeah, like 5 days or something, right? Yeah, like, isn't spring like in less than a week? Isn't it the 21st?
I'm not even sure.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think it's the 21st, which is like Monday.
Perfect.
Yeah. So right around the corner. All right, thank you both. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back with you on Saturday, and we've got something special coming your way on Saturday again. Brett Pollard is introducing a live music venue here in Lloydminster, so we're going to find out all about this live music venue and about the opening acts, which are two cover bands that are going to kind of open that up for us, and then we'll talk about local performers and how they react to something like this. And we used to have something like this when we had the Root downtown, but Brett will expand a little bit more Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, here at the new Lloydminster Nissan.